7201.
Scary and sad moments for some family members in Texas as they thought they were getting justice for their father's death, but the execution was halted. Can you imagine? I'll give you the grisly details on that. Hey, everybody, hope you're off to a great start here midway through the week. This is all easy after here. It's stretch drive time for most of us across the country. Woohoo! We can actually see the weekend. Perhaps many of us still work on the weekends, though. Kate Delaney, the name of the show is America Tonight. Glad you found us on your dial. If you were moving the dial around and all of a sudden you heard my voice, I hope you stick to it. We're doing the water cooler buzz thing here, and that means we talk about a whole bunch of things, including the weather. In Denver, man, 9 inches of snow. The airport slammed. They're clearing out the snow, delays, all that stuff. You always forget about that. In Denver, it can snow deep into March. But, hey, I live in Dallas, Texas. That's our satellite office of the great Genesis Communications Network. And I'll tell you what. We had a ton of snow over the weekend. I say a ton of snow, 5 inches. But you think that happens in Texas? Not really. In Denver, you kind of expect it, right? Yep. A lot of people getting those licenses. More people are carrying guns. What does it all mean? We'll talk about that. And also, of course, more and more reaction to what is the health care reform bill signed into law just the other day by our President Barack Obama. GOP, in the meantime, in the Senate, doing everything they can, kind of the Republicans' last stand, and throwing a lot of amendments out, working way into the night, deep into the night. And for what it's worth, there'll be some changes, but ultimately, you know, health care reform is here. What the GOP was planning, the strategy is maybe we can sabotage the fixes package with a ton of amendments. So like the bow and arrow, they're trying to shoot as many as they can out at the enemy. But, you know, hours after the healthcare legislation was signed into law on Tuesday, the debate started to roll on. And this is the last chance to alter the bill before it does change coverage for millions of Americans. And so what you need to know is the fixes package is a 150-page addendum to the new health care law. So that's specifically what it is. And the bill was written under special budget reconciliation rules, so it can't be filibustered. So the Republicans are saying they're going to take advantage of their right to offer all these unlimited amendments and do what they can and create maybe some turmoil among Democrats who are counting on the whole thing to just completely pass. So the campaign is, what they're calling it, is repeal and replace. Yeah, repeal and replace, you know what that means. That means when you get into the booth in the fall and the midterm elections and all those House seats are up, that means wherever you're listening to my voice, somebody is up in your area. So, you know, you got the chance to leverage your vote. And I do believe in the system, and especially when it comes to the Senate and the House and local elections. Not so much for the presidential election, I don't believe, but on down, absolutely. Now, just so you know this, too, you know, I feel like I'm not preaching, but just a little thing to tweak to tell you about with the reconciliation rules. The Senate will debate the fixes bill for 20 hours. Then they've got what they call that rapid fire votes on the amendments. During that phase, which could begin, which has begun actually, a lot of that started on Wednesday night and it'll probably end sometimes Friday, maybe Thursday, but could be Friday. The two things that they're trying to do, the Republicans, that is to use the reconciliation rules to strike big chunks of the package and to offer some amendments that it'll be impossible for Democrats to say no to. So if that, quotes, fixes bill is changed in any way, it's got to go to the House for another vote. House members insisted on the bill as a condition of their passing the Senate health care bill, blah, blah, blah. And so Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is expected to keep the chamber in session until Friday in case they have to take any other kind of action. And so Congress is going to recess for 2 weeks starting this weekend. That's why the push is on right now to have something different happen here. I think that the measure survives. I think that it's, I don't see with the few little vulnerable areas, I don't think that the Republicans are going to do much to sink what's already out there. No. I think it'll stand as it is, and we're going to have to live with whatever the repercussions of that are. There are some challenges that are happening, as you know, 14 states, including Alabama, Florida, Texas, are all jumping on board, have already filed the suits claiming it's unconstitutional. That could go all the way up to the Supreme Court. We'll make for an interesting argument, but I don't, it's going to be tight. I don't believe that the Supremes will toss that back. It will make for a great debate on constitutionality, and there are some points you could stand on with what's happening to the states, because as it's tossed back onto the states, ultimately, it's the states that are going to have to come up with the money. It's the states that are going to get stuck with it, in other words, with the reenactment of this health care reform. And the reason why is because, especially because of Medicare, the additional cuts from Medicare, I mean, $500 billion over the next 10 years. Ooh, yeah, that's pretty high. So the Fixes bill would offer a $250 rebate this year to seniors who fall into that what they call donut hole coverage gap in that prescription drug benefit thing, and then that would close the gap by 2020. So it's, I mean, this is going to be interesting to watch. I'll say that. It's going to be interesting to see how far on the constitutionality question things ultimately go. But I don't think we're going to see much of a change. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying no one that he knows in the Republican conference in the Senate believes that no action is appropriate. We think there are things that should be done, but the question becomes, will they? Does it amount to a hill of beans other than to say, hey, we objected to this. This is bad. We're throwing all these amendments out here. We're trying whatever we can do to get this to have to go back to a vote. But, geez, I really do not think that's going to happen. It's just inevitable that this has been signed into place, and there's not much the Republicans can do. They got the 219 in the House. That was it. And doubtful it's going to go back. All right, I mentioned the Denver thing. What you need to know is 5,000 people, could be actually a higher number, had to sleep on the floor at the terminal because of the 9 inches of snow they got in Denver. Oh, wouldn't that just be the luck? You're trying to get out of there. I mean, just how many people carry blankets and stuff? I try to carry hardly anything. So if I was stuck in the terminal, I'd probably have the jacket. So I guess I'd have to sleep on the jacket. But you couldn't even get out to any of the hotels or any of that kind of stuff. Wow. And this storm was the storm that actually tripped into Texas, too. So they had the typical thing, the tree branches, the schools, falling down, the schools canceled, and the state legislature declaring a snow day and canceling things, and tons of flights that were canceled, and now they're just trying to get it underway and have people back and traveling Thursday and Friday. That's a busy airport, too. Hang with us. Coming up around the bend, we're going to check the mail, plus odds and ends.
Here's three promises from OVLG on how you can become debt-free. Promise number one, OVLG will stop creditor and collection agency abuse. Promise number two, OVLG will refund fees collected if we fail to deliver savings. Promise number three, OVLG will not shoehorn you into a cookie-cutter debt-free plan. Who is OVLG? OVLG is Oakview Law Group, a law firm that can lower your monthly payments, reduce interest rates, eliminate collection calls, waive late fees, help you avoid bankruptcy, and become debt-free. Call OVLG OVLG today. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group will enforce provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and bankruptcy laws at a reasonable and fair cost. And remember, if we fail to deliver the savings, we will refund the fees we have collected. Promises you can depend on are yours at OVLG.com. That's OVLG.com or call toll-free 800-871-OVLG. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group, a BDB A-rated business where clients come first.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 24, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $10.91.10. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.21.08, $5.60.54 for a half ounce, and $2.80.27 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.21.08, $5.60.54, or $2.80.27.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle-class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
In 1965, this was the sound. Turn this is down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Great street. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And get your favorite seat.
Speaking of brand new bags, man, a lot of us may have brand new bags the way it is now. Those gold watch days, yeah, they're pretty much over, aren't they? Although, I actually ran into somebody the other day, I don't know where I was, but somehow talking about, people strike up conversations with me, I love it, wherever I am, and, I don't know, maybe I seem approachable, and people are so grumpy these days. And the guy that I ran into, he was telling me that he had been in the same spot for 30 years, had the same job. I was like, wow, that's terrific. That's great. 30 years in the same position. How many people can claim that these days? And I asked him, hey, and he didn't really tell me what he did. So I just said, I don't, mean to intrude, but you're telling me about your job and you like your job. But so I'm curious how, what is it that you do for a living? Here's the punchline. What he does for a living. He works for the IRS, so, and that job just got, yeah, I work for the IRS. I didn't want to tell you that I work for the new three dreaded letters, but I do. That job couldn't be more secure. The whole idea of flat taxes, fair taxes, every other kind of taxes that all of us have come up with, that's going down the tubes. Check out my website, americatonight.net, and we have a picture of the new IRS agent and what they look like, and they're pretty heavily armed. Because they're going to create new positions. It's going to be the mini tax czars who are going to go after the people who don't have health insurance. Seriously. So there's more than 16,000 openings. And I'd say they got some job security going on there. 30 years, same spot, good pension, government job. And, that's when you move up in the government, that's the thing. It's the pay grade deal. And the guy that I was talking to was up to a 14. Let's head to the mailbag. We've got mail. How exciting.
The mail! The mail is here!
I don't know why. I shouldn't say I don't know why, because I'm always on top of all of you to just send me your thoughts. Tell me what you think. Throw in your 2 cents at AmericaTonight.net. And you do that. Bravo. Congratulations. And they're such well-thought-out pieces of email, honestly. Got this one from, let's see here, Clay Juke. I like that name, Clay Juke. It says, hello, Kate. I'm enjoying America Tonight. We've been talking a lot about health care, and I've been listening to the twists and turns, as you like to say, and I'm very saddened, particularly in listening to your show the last couple of days and the way many of the guests explain it. There's just so much that is unknown, I think, in what's been passed, and that's the scary part. You always say follow the money, and unfortunately, I think most of the middle class is going to get more than pummeled by what has just been enacted by the Democrats. And I will tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat, disappointed in Illinois. Here's the thing. I said this from the very get-go. Do I think there should be reform? Absolutely. Do I think there's, criminally wrong things that are going on when it comes to health care? Absolutely. One is with medicine. And Big Pharma has a stranglehold on the government. So you're not going to see the reduction in medicines. You're not going to get those breaks that you're looking for and to make it more affordable. The other thing is the insurance competition deal, which would have made sense. That didn't happen. And if insurance gets squeezed, then who does it get passed on to? The people and their premiums. So that means people who are barely making their premiums and aren't happy. How are you going to feel when it shoots up even more and your salary doesn't shoot up? You can only get so much blood from a stone, and then you're stuck. And I've just heard too many sad, sad stories lately. Amber Harris writes, I like it when you do We Can Count. I happen to tune in, it seems like, whenever you randomly roll that out. And I like the little jingle that goes along with it. What is that jingle from? Oh, I love when people ask me questions like this because, Amber, I have no clue. The brains of the operation in Minneapolis dug up We Can Count, so I don't know. And I don't recognize it from the electric company. I don't recognize it from Sesame Street. But maybe it is a Sesame Street thing. And I'm assuming it's a kids' deal, but nothing that I've watched. Have I heard that little ditty of We Can Count before? I don't know. I'll have to try to find out what that is. I'm writing a little note to myself. We Can Count. Where did that come from? I'm almost certain, though, Amber does not want a copy of music. She's just curious as to where that music came from. Here's one from Judith Barry. Judith writes, hi, Kate. I'm wondering where you get your guests. It's such a mixture of people on a variety of topics. I have to say I like it instead of the same old political hacks. I tune into a lot of talk shows, and I like a lot of different talkers. Sean Hannity and you are absolutely my favorites, although your shows are completely different. I do like the fact that you have different voices on, and they talk about a lot of different things. I can hardly wait to see who's on every time I tune in. All right, thanks. I mean, it's kind of one of those random things, depending on the subjects. And I'll tell you, sometimes what happens in getting guests is you think it's like reeling in the big fish. You think you have the big fish on the line, and then they swim away. Something happens. Or somebody you didn't think you could get suddenly comes through. But I like the variety thing. I think that works. And I do get tired of the same old political hacks, as she says. Although I can name a few that I like, that I'd like to have on the show. And I think if we really pressed it, we might get some of them on, and it could make for some lively radio. So, yeah, that's the idea. You gotta somehow, you either gotta get a laugh or you gotta think about something. This is what we're going for here, no question. Bob says this. Bob, listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Kate, how long are you gonna do Nail the Score? All the way through the tournament or not? And when are you gonna do it? Well, we have done this, our second one on Tuesday. We're doing it Tuesday, our third hour, because the games are on Thursday and Friday. So we thought, and we know what the games are, so we thought it'd be fun to do it and give you enough time to gear up for whatever the games are that we picked. This last time around, it was interesting because we had a lot of Kentucky folks calling us that weren't necessarily supporting Kentucky. In some cases, yeah, like the Stu's gang, and I picked Kentucky to win the whole thing, but a lot of people that called in with their guesses weren't really on the bandwagon. And Kentucky, of course, is taking on Cornell, the Ivy League boys. And how much of a chance do you give Cornell to beat Kentucky? I say not very much, but, you know, it's, that's the thing about this tournament. It's anybody's game. That's why we all like it. And you can, you have these Cinderella upsets, so maybe that happens. Northern Iowa and Michigan State was the other game. Most people picking Northern Iowa, but some people picked Michigan State too. So anyway, Nail the Score. We do it throughout the tournament, and then that's it for Nail the Score. It is fun. It's fun, and I really want somebody to win this time around, because we haven't had a winner. It'd be great if someone, we had a winner, but unfortunately he worked for the network, so he wasn't eligible for any of the prizes. Just bragging rights. Crazy Andrew. Just threw out some numbers during football season and nailed the score. That's how easy it is. You don't have to be a sports fanatic, not even like sports. You just have to pick a set of numbers, and if your numbers come up, it's like bingo, bingo, then, hey, you're the winner, and you get the bragging rights and all of the prizes. And what's interesting is, because we haven't had a winner, the prize pack is getting pretty big. It's pretty good. So if somebody does nail the score, it's probably going to cost a fortune to mail you the prize pack. You might have to come pick it up in person. All right, let's give you one more. This one is from Jeff Long. Hi, Kate. What do you think is going to happen with this standoff between Israel and the U.S.? We all know the U.S. has got to stand by Israel's side. There would be an uprising in the United States if we didn't stick by Israel. Well, I think what's happening with Hillary Clinton and with the president is they don't like what's happening because they're trying. They don't like what's happening because they want peace in the Middle East and think that this is at the cost of peace in the Middle East, building these apartments in an area that's pretty much Palestinian. Netanyahu saying, tough, this is our place too. And I don't think he's going to back down. That's the answer to that one. Hang with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across a nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At patriotfood.com, We offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at survivalistseeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Thinking they were getting justice. Who is the they that I'm talking about? A family whose daughter, mother, and ultimately sons were murdered. Let me explain as we roll through here on America Tonight. They say Lady Justice is blind, but is she dumb? I don't know. Huntsville, Texas. Boy, I've been through that prison and by that prison many times. The U.S. Supreme Court stopped the execution of condemned prisoner Hank Skinner about an hour before he would have been taken to the death chamber. So he already had, remember this, his last meal. You know, they get the last meal. He was in the room right before you go in to get the lethal injection. The phone rings. Poof. He's spared. Skinner simply asked the court and the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, for the delay for DNA testing that he insists could clear him in the triple murders that happened back in 1993. So that brief order gives him the delay, but it doesn't say he's going to get the testing, and the governor hasn't decided on the delay. So at 47, this guy, who is accused, or was convicted, I should say, of slamming, bludgeoning, and strangling his girlfriend, 40-year-old Twyla Jean Busby and stabbing her two grown sons, and did it on New Year's Eve in 93 in Pampa, Texas. It looked like, you know, the relatives, no kidding, the relatives of Busby, and there were a bunch of them, were on the steps of the prison. They were getting ready to witness his execution. And then they were told he's not going to die. So he's in the small holding cell, gets the phone call, is elated. He's just a few feet from the death chamber. And in the meantime, the relatives are thinking, after all this time, all this wait, all this time, that they finally are going to see this man go away. They're going to be, he's going to be gone from their lives. And, oh, then that happened. So here's the scoop. Skinner's attorney was also a University of Texas law professor. And he's saying that the court taking the action is great because they're realizing there are important issues that require closer examination. What they're contesting is that he was splattered with, and this is what's so weird, he was splattered with the blood of at least two of the victims, and he was arrested about 3 hours after the bodies were found. They found him in a closet at the trailer home of a woman that he knew. So this former construction worker saying he was there when they were killed but couldn't have committed the murders because he's saying a combination of vodka and codeine left him passed out on a couch and incapable of clubbing somebody 14 times with an axe handle, oof, and stabbing the young, you know, 20-something, 20-year-old sons, and that he was framed and that he was going to be killed for something that he didn't do. So will he get the DNA testing? And, you know, it's the attorneys want testing on a bunch of swabs that were taken from the house and, you know, all kinds of things that were taken from the house. And also some of the hairs on the woman's head and all that stuff. But it could just be, I mean, this could be just maneuvering. And would more people scream that out? Listen, DNA, DNA. I think the DNA deal is a good deal. Because there are people that aren't guilty that have been set free. But in this case, if it happens that way, that's a good thing. But the problem is, if not, then how many people close to the same predicament could just, you know, claim that at the last second? Skinner would have been the fifth person executed this year. I mean, we're only, at the end of March in Texas. And Texas is certainly the most active capital punishment state. 24 people were put to death in Texas in 2009. I know a lot of people are anti-death penalty. Every time I even mention death penalty on this show, I get so many emails, it's unbelievable. I mean, really. Someone one time, no joke, sent me a noose. Said, if you're so high on capital punishment, why don't you hang yourself? Yeah, that's ridiculous. But here's the thing. I don't want anyone to be put to death that's innocent if you don't have the hardcore evidence. They had the splatter, the blood, all that stuff. He was saying he's bombed out of his head. He couldn't have possibly have done it. He passed out. He couldn't have done that. But is this a stall tactic? Now it's up to the governor. Are they going to let the testing happen? Or is it just a reprieve, and then do we go back to square one and ultimately he gets put to death? It isn't intriguing, fair or foul. But I looked at some of the other evidence, read a little deeper into this. The splatter thing was one, the timeline, tying him to it, all that sort of stuff too. So we'll see. Moving along on our odds and ends portion of this show, how about this whole legalizing marijuana thing? In California, they're saying that legalizing California pot is a big worry for a lot of growers. And you would think it'd be the opposite. Well, if somebody's growing if somebody's growing pot, why are they worried about, you know, what are you talking about? So what they're saying is if California legalizes marijuana, it's going to drive down the price of the crop and damage the livelihoods of not just the entire economy along the northern coastline, but some other areas as well. And isn't that interesting? So if it's illegal and we're underground with this, we're making too much money, capiche? We don't want to legalize marijuana. In theory, gee, it sounds really good, but we don't want this. And the place we're talking about is Humboldt County. Humboldt County, they flat out know they have pot farmers there. So the pot farmers got together with some of the official types in that area and had a meeting. And they were brainstorming for ideas to deal with this threat. And they're talking about turning the pot gardens into a destination for marijuana aficionados. They'd have tours and tastings, kind of a Napa Valley of pot. If it's legalized, here's how we can make money. Let's do this. And then they're also talking about maybe promoting the Humboldt brand of pot, forming a co-op that would enforce a bigger standard, a higher standard, if you will, for marijuana, and stamp it as the county's best weed with a official seal of approval. And, of course, pot growers are nervous because if a measure goes through legalizing it, it would make California the first state to do so for recreational use. And that could very well appear on the ballot in November. There's enough signatures for it. If it goes on the ballot, wouldn't that be interesting? Would there be enough votes? How many people would be a little more conservative? How many people would say, no, this is a gateway drug? But, hey, if it gets on the ballot and the law, if approved, would have a huge effect on a lot of people. And really, at Humboldt County, it's interesting because the FBI, or I guess that's not so much the FBI, I guess the NARC guys have seized millions of pot plants worth billions of dollars there in Humboldt and some of the other counties, neighboring counties, but they think it's only a teeny-weeny fraction of that crop. So it's funny that they would have to openly brainstorm on how can we, you know, we're a marijuana mecca since the 70s, so how do we make this stuff special so we don't lose any of the dough that we're getting? California is, by the way, one of the 14 states that allow people to grow and use marijuana for medical purposes. We know that. But recreational use is a no-no. It's illegal. So this is, if California says yes to it, it's still illegal under federal law. But people are pushing for it in Cali because of the budgetary crisis, thinking, okay, you could put a tax on marijuana and the amount of money you would raise would solve some of the crisis in the state budget. Wouldn't that be interesting? All these years of forget the, you know, oh, can't legalize marijuana. It's a gateway drug. This is not the way to go. And the da-da-da-da and whatever reasons. And because of being bled dry financially, that would change the minds of people who'd normally say, you know, listen, if somebody wants to use it illegally on their own, I don't care. That's their business. And, you know, if they get caught, so be it. But to give the stamp of approval, whoo, that's a whole different thing. I mean, now, too, there's another ballot measure where Californians could possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana for personal use, and they could actually cultivate gardens up to 25 square feet. That's pretty small, though. I don't know. Would people actually go and tour the marijuana fields? Would you pay for some limousine ride through the fields of pot? Only in America. That's why we love it so much. Stay with us.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Appropriate for some, what we're going to talk about next. Here's a surprise. Oh my, with 2 weeks coming up off, believe it or not, this is just breaking news. I happen to get a text message on this, and I'm sure it's breaking all over the place. But the Senate bill that's making changes in the new health care reform law, remember I was just launching into that earlier on the show, is going to have to return to the House. I guess there was enough in it that they were able to do that. So, boy, that's going to make for an interesting 2 days. The Republicans' last stand, it seems, might have worked somewhat if they were able to send that back, because then they have to go through that whole vote again. It's this fix is easy for me to say package that I mentioned with all those amendments, you know, the bow and arrow reference that I was making. Because the fixes bill was written under the reconciliation rules, so it can't be filibustered. And the Republicans pushed and said that they were going to take full advantage of what they were able to do in offering unlimited amendments, trying to sabotage the package and create, well, chaos among Democrats who are counting on this thing to be through, this transformation of insurance coverage is what they're calling it. So now doing this, it'll be interesting the next couple of days, I think, on the Hill, because this and holding these 20 hours and these rapid fire votes on amendments, and what's been put in there, and how it's and how it ultimately it gets kicked back to the House, and how quickly that comes back around before the 2 weeks. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that before they take the recess, because they had that debate that started right away on the fixes on the Senate floor, and we know how the game of politics works. Everybody looking to capitalize, get that political advantage on the overhaul. Some of them getting it passed was the key thing. And, of course, for many of the Republicans, the shift was, we're not going to let this happen. We're going to have to figure out a way to turn this around. And it looks like they have turned it around using whatever they could in this new twist to have to push it back through the House. How about that? You know, there was this information this morning. I was looking at yet another poll. We are poll happy, right? Gallup in the USA Today ponied up for a bunch of polls, but they did this latest poll that showed public opinion on health care reform legislation had started to shift in the favor of the Democrats. But Republicans will tell you that voters are not happy about this and are going to reject all the efforts toward it. And in fact, the Republican National Committee, this is wild, has raised more than $1.1 million. That's a whole lot of cash in a short amount of time, right? Through what they call Fire Nancy Pelosi fundraising drive. So they call people up. Hey, we want to fire Nancy Pelosi. You got any money to stick into this fund for us? I mean, it's just a twist on it, yeah. But enough people were upset that they kicked money in. So this is big news. I mean, this is breaking news. The Senate bill that would make those new changes in health care as we know it is going to be kicked back to the House. And this, when you wake up tomorrow and you flip on your local stations, the local station I'm on right now, and then you trip over to the tube for a few minutes, because we know you love radio, but you trip over to the tube for a few minutes, this is what everybody's going to be talking about. The fact that, okay, so now what happens? And how long does this take? You know, many of you that call us, a lot of you call us that work at the Georgetown plant in Kentucky, and we love you guys. I mean, you're all great. A lot of you participate in the whole nail the score thing. And when you work at a plant, especially when you work on a line or you work with same people, you get to know each other, and there's this, I think, there's a team kind of atmosphere. Boy, it's tough when you see one by one people getting picked off, and that's exactly what's starting to happen in some of these, not just the auto industry, but in other manufacturing, because there's so much of that has gone overseas now, sadly. And I just read a story before I jumped on the air about more people being laid off, and this time the people being laid off work for Smuckers, and they've had problems, I guess, in, I don't know if it's sales. Well, I guess it's sales overall. So that's the reason they're giving. But they're cutting back, needless to say, and they're closing plants. So they're cutting 700 jobs, and a lot of those jobs are people that for years it's been sort of a family thing. It's like Kellogg's. I know people that work for Kellogg's in Battle Creek, Michigan. Some of them are like on a line, and some of them are an engineer, and some of them are do something else for Kellogg's. And when you're in that family, boy, that's rough driving away from that. And that's what's now happened to Smuckers, too. The U.S. Mint, in the meantime, is unveiling something completely new. You know, they do the quarters thing where they have the state quarters. I don't know how many of you collected the state quarters. That was actually kind of fun. Now they're doing a deal that I would be interested in. They're doing a national parks quarters commemorating America the Beautiful. So like the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, all those places that many of you might have been to, have had the chance to visit. So this is going to be quarter mania part two. The 50 states was pretty big. A lot of people collected those, I think. And they're going to, the first coin is supposed to go into circulation next month. And it's going to start with Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas. And it's funny, when they started this thing with the state quarters, they started it in 1999, and about 147 million people started collecting the coins. That's a big number if you think about how many people are in the country. That's like half the nation. That is, it's half the nation. So wonder if this will set off the same thing. We had Harry Rinker on, the collector of the guru of all things collectible, earlier on our show in our previous hour. And I asked him which was bigger, stamps or collecting coins. And, you know, I grew up with a father who had a coin business. So we were, to us, it was like, ugh, more Indian head nickels, more penny books, more whatever. But the quarter thing was big. We got the quarters. They saved the quarters for us. And now with the parks, I think it's going to do the same thing. They're going to have 56 quarters in all, one for each state and territory in the District of Columbia. And, wow, how about that? So the landscapes and whatever the particular park is, it's funny. They're doing this thing that's going to generate a lot of buzz, and people are going to collect the quarters for Yellowstone or Yosemite or the Grand Canyon or Hot Springs or Mount Hood, while at the same time some of those parks are going to be closed a big chunk of time because they can't afford to have people coming to the park because of the economic state that we're in. Sadly, it'll generate this interest about going to these parks, but then really the hours, we're open 2 days a week here at Yellowstone. We can't possibly keep this open any longer because we can't afford to staff it. Although the Yellowstone coin, I saw a picture of it. It's pretty cool. It's got the Old Faithful geyser, and there's a bison out there. And, you know, when you think of Yellowstone, I think you do think of Old Faithful. Yosemite, it's easy. El Capitan. If you've ever been to any of these state parks, you probably can almost name what the areas are. The Grand Canyon's pretty easy. And so just like the 50 state quarters, the heads side of the coin has a profile of George Washington, and then that's where you get the other side has the tail side, has a depiction of the park, etc. Pretty cool. I'm going to say that they have just as many people interested. Probably half of the people in the United States will get those coins and just save them up. Mm-mm-mm. Send me your thoughts day or night from every nook and cranny. You can do it. AmericaTonight.net.
We are a classy bunch.